Kofres Eor, Sunday the 17th of May, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, Milk and Meat. This week's tow away has been sponsored by Little Nishmas with Ephraim Fischel, Ben Rav Yoel Aryeh of Antwerp.
Shpir, thank you. Birshus, Lakol HaKadosh Hazeh. I suspect that I may have spoken about this before on Start of the Day. If I have,
Chazorah,
to remember, I apologize for the Chazorah, though Chazorah is always a good thing. I'd like to discuss Minhag HaOlam to eat milchiks during on Shavuos, to eat Shavuos. So there is an interesting Pasak Halacha. Though, Be'emes, we don't necessarily paskin like that, Lehalacha, but we'll mention it anyway. There's an interesting Pasak Halacha from the Shloa Kodesh. And the reason why I feel it's apt always to mention or quote the Shloa Kodesh regarding Shavuos on Shavuos is because the Shloa Kodesh has quite an interesting connection to Shavuos. The Baal HaSeder HaToros writes that the Shloa Kodesh, Rabbi Yeshaya ben Avraham Alevi Horovitz, was actually a Nitzutz Neshama of Husa Moyavio. The Chidor brings that he was from Nishmas Boyas. And in fact, there's a strong remiss to it in Megillas Rus. Where's the remiss? Megillas Rus has 85 psukim. If you've ever noticed, all the psukim in Megillas Rus begin with a letter Vov. Vayehi bimei shefoit hashoiftim. Except for 8 psukim. 8 psukim don't begin with a Vov. And those 8 psukim, they begin with the letters Yud Shin Ayin Hey, Beis Aleph Lamed, which is Rosh Hashanah Yeshaya Ben Avraham Levi, and which is why that the son of the Seder of the Shlo wrote called the Sefer Vovei HaAmudim. This is that the Vovs in Megillas Rus support the idea that the Shlo HaKodesh was actually a Nitzutz Neshama of Rus and of Boyaz. The interesting mice about the Shlo, I will say over that the Baal Mesiris HaShas, you know, on the side of the Gemara, who refers you to all the different Marimakoimus pre-computer era, Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, he was the Av Beis Din of Frankfurt am Main. And on the day of, he used to have a shiur that he used to give to the biggest Talmidei Chachomim in town. And it was mamash a shiur, alomdish a shiur. It was a shiur of the biggest Talmidei Chachomim in town. And kimat, as I view this tzibur here. And he used to give the shiur every day. And in fact, he learned, he had over shas. It was so great. Yishchazda v'shas 42 times, Keminyin v'dibar tobon, and for 25 years he learned standing up. He learned b'amido. Anyway, on the day of his levaya, after they came back from the levaya, from burying him, they sat round together again to continue the shiur, the talmidim. And to their surprise, who's sitting there in the shiur? None other than Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, who they just buried. And they were a bit shocked, of course, because they were convinced that he must have clambered his way out somehow. So he said, no, Vosigeshen, what happened was, when he came to Shemayim, he was given a place next to the Shloa Kodesh. But the Shloa Kodesh said, I'm really sorry, but I don't want him as a neighbor. Vosis. He said that the Shloa Kodesh said, and the Shloa Kodesh didn't exaggerate. He said, today the word Mesirus Nefesh is used very simply. The word Mesirus Nefesh used to be Moise, your Nefesh. Said the Shloa Kodesh, I was Moise Nefesh to teach Musa to Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, though he gave Gevaldik Kashir and Gevaldik, he taught Torah on an unbelievable level, an unbelievable standard, but he never learned Musa with the Talmidim. So I don't want him next to me. So Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, the great Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, the Abbezin of Frankfurt, the Baal Masoris Hashas, was called Rosloy, honestly, was given the opportunity to be Mesakein, which is why he was given the opportunity to come down and tell the Talmidim that they should make sure to learn Musa every single day. This was a Maisa. If you look in the Akadoma, to the Shloa Kodesh, so Shtei Dot Nakdom, I think his son wrote it, he wrote beautifully in a poetic fashion, he writes about the Shloa Kodesh. Miyomov loy posfu mi shulchonoi shmoinim nefoshois, asher heechilo matamim, barbuzim avusim uptumim, bechoilu bishabosois uvemoyadim, beveso yuhu shulchonoi hoyunoi adim. This is what he writes, not only was the Shloa Kodesh a gewaldike a tzaddik and a lamdan and a bal musa, but he was also a bal chesed who had no less than 80 people around his table every single day. He fed them in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of achnasa sochem. I don't know if everybody's got a piece of paper here, And if, just in case everybody hasn't had. So, we know there's a minhag to eat milchiks on Shavuos. However, if you look at the Ramah brings down that the minhag is not to eat milchiks. The minhag is to eat milchiks and then fleishiks. Why is that? Not because, says the Ramah, because there's any intrinsic value in eating milchiks on Shavuos. The Ramah says that on Shavuos, we know that there's a kolm of the shtei halechem, the two breads. In order to remind us of the two breads, says the Ramah, we want to have two sets of bread at our meal. The problem is that how do we make two sets of bread? Says the Ramah that we know there's a halacha that if you had bread with your milky meal, you can't use the same bread as I state in halacha with your meaty meal. In case it has some milk on it, you can't now eat it with your fleishik meal. So if you had bread and a milk meal, you must get rid of that bread, take it away, and get different bread in order to eat with your fleishiks. Says the Ramah, the reason why we have milchiks and then fleishiks on Shavuos is because we will be forced to take away the first lot of bread after we've had the milchiks and bring another lot of bread onto the table in order to have our fleishiks. This will remind us of the korban of the shtei halechem that was bought in the Beis HaMikdosh, the two breads. So says the Ramah. So in fact, the whole reason we eat milky, according to Ramah, is not because of the milk, but in order to facilitate having two lots of bread at our table at the meal on Shavuos. Well, mainly we eat bread, we eat milchiks, as they state in halacha that you can eat milchiks, and then, of course, you have to be mekayim that which the Gemara says, and if we look at the piece of paper, we see it here that the Gemara says that after you have milk, and if you want to eat fleishiks, then you must do three things. You have to wash your hands, make sure your hands are clean, that's netilah, and kinuach and hadocha, you must wash out, clean out your mouth by chewing on a piece of bread, or chewing on something, and wash out your mouth by having a drink, and then you can go ahead and eat fleishiks. There is a minhag, some people have a minhag, to wait half an hour. But Medina de Gomorra, it doesn't say half an hour, Medina de Gomorra, it's enough to have netilah, kinuach and hadocha, and then you're fine and dandy to go ahead and have your fleishiks. When I say state in halacha, and I say gepaskend halacha lemaisa, that you can have milchiks and you can have fleishiks in the same meal afterwards. After the milchiks, you can have fleishiks with netilah kinuach and hadocha, as the Gemara says. However, the Shulchan Kodesh insists. No, Shulchan Kodesh says you cannot have in the same meal. You have to bench. You have to clear the table, and only then can you have your milchiks separate meal. Your fleishiks. The Gemara says no such thing. The Gemara doesn't say such thing. The Gemara says medina de Gemara. The Gemara says it's enough to wash your mouth, clean your mouth, and wash your hands. You don't need to have them in separate meals. Separate meals. It says if you're having fleishiks and then milchiks, you can't have them in the same meal. But milchiks to fleishiks, the Gemara says you can have in the same meal. So where's the source of the shlakel? Number one. Number two. It's a bit of a bluff if you think about it, because I don't have one course on Shavuos. I know myself. I know my waistline. I have two courses on Shavuos. I'm not planning on having one course. I'm planning on having two courses. So my meal, Be'etzem, is one meal, made up of two courses, milchiks, blintzes, and then fleishiks. To bench and clear the table is a bluff. It's not really a second meal. It's a con. It's not really a second meal. I'm creating a dull second meal in order that my milchiks and fleishiks shouldn't be together. You can't do this. Does that work? Does it work? Oh, yeah, you can make. I hear. A good kasha. The question is, does it work? That's right. That's what they are. That's his ma'oi. Sorry? The shloss says that you can't have your milks and fleishiks in the same meal. You have to go and bench, clear the table, and then eat your fleishiks. So you have to, I'm not really holding by two meals. I'm not holding by supper. I'm having lunch now and I have two courses. My first course is milchiks, my second course is fleishiks. To bench and clear the table in the middle is a bit of a fast, theoretically, no? And in fact, the Taz paskens, that when a person has fleishiks, yeah, let's say if you live in Holland, and you have a minute to keep 1 hour between fleishiks and milchiks, which is what the Ramah brings down, so the Ramah said, the Taz writes, you cannot go, you can't have it the same, you can't create a meal. If you finish your meal and you happen to if you happen to have finished your meal, then you can have the milchiks. But to go and create, especially bench, in order that you should be able to have your milchiks after your fleishiks, according to those who keep them now in Holland? You can't do that, says the Taz. So how come the Shlo allows it from Milky to Fleishiks? These are the two questions. No, my can't know. Mashayim mitzad separating. Does it work to create a pretense, to create a separation which has been created? But, sorry? The Taz holds you can't do that. Because it's, I can't have them in the same meal. Are you having supper? If I have first course milchiks and then I have fleishiks, am I having supper? I'm not eating supper. I'm still in lunch. So why did I bench in between? In order to make a separation. Is it? Does that work? It's not really supper. It's still lunch. I'm still holding a lunch. If somebody comes in and says to you at 1 o'clock, Shavuot's day, what are you eating? I say, supper. He'll send me to the doctor. The Bat Mishik. What's up, chat? So let's go back to basics a little bit. Let's go.
What are you asking? Why do you have to bench in the middle? That's what
I'm asking too. Number one is why do you have to bench? The Gemara doesn't say you have to bench. And even if the Shlo HaKadosh is correct, you do have to bench. But does it help to go and create, to separate the meals, which is a false creation? It's not a real
meal. And now I'm having a nash afterwards.
It's not really a nash. It's steak and it's potatoes. The nash was the cheesecake. This is the real stuff. Yeah. So what's going on here? So let's go back to basics. The women will tell you that now it's nash and that was the real stuff. But we all know, between us men, that the real stuff is the flesh. Anyway, I'll call upon him for Ethan. Let's go back to basics. Why is it that when it comes, why is there segregation here? Why is it that when it comes from meat to milk, we have to wait 6 hours? Why? Milk to meat, we don't have to wait at all. If you look in the Gemara tells us, milk to meat, we've got it on a piece of paper here, it's enough to wash your hands, clean your mouth out, wash your mouth out, that's all you need to do. When it comes to meat to milk, if you've had fleishiks, it's a whole different parsha. Says the Gemara, Omar Ma'ukva, we got it on the paper here, says Ma'ukva, Ano, I, Lahom Milsa, regarding this matter, Chalabar Chamre Lagababa, in comparison to my father, I am like vinegar, the son of wine. When wine goes sour, it turns into vinegar. Dilu Abba, my father, Ki Ava Ochil Bisro Idno, when he ate meat today on Sunday, Lo Yava Ochil Gvino, he wouldn't eat milk, Adla Mocho Adoshato, until Sunday, 24 hours later, he was a big machmir. He waited me'es le'es after eating meat. V'ilu anob mi, b'hos udto hudolo yochilno. In this meal, in the same meal, I don't eat milchiks. But already by the next meal, esudah achrita, by my next meal, I'm already happy to eat milchiks. And that's how we pass in the halacha, like Ma'ukva. Not like Ma'ukva's father. Ma'ukva's father's a big machmir. We pass in the halacha like Ma'ukva. That you can't eat meat and then milk in the same meal. But milk to meat, it doesn't say any such thing. Now, when it says you can't eat meat to milk in the same meal, what does that mean? So, we know that the Rambam and Rashi both say that one, not only there's two conditions. Number one is you can only eat milky in the next meal. You can't eat milky in the same meal as you ate your fleishiks. You had meat. And then you want to eat milk, it cannot be in the same meal. That's the Gemara. It's got to be the Se'udata Achrita Ochino. That's a basic given. You cannot have meat and then milk in the same meal. It's got to be a different meal. That's the Gemara. Say Rashi and the Rambam, but there's another condition. You have to wait 6 hours in between. Between the meat and the milk, you have to wait 6 hours. Why? Tosfos, on the other hand, says you don't have to wait. We'll deal with Tosfos soon. But why do Rashi and the Rambam hold that you have to wait 6 hours? And from milk to meat, you don't have to wait at all. In fact, the Gemara doesn't even say it has to be in a separate meal. It can be in the same meal, meat, milk, and then meat. What's the difference? So Rashi and the Rambam explain as follows. Rashi says one pshat, the Rambam says a different pshat. Rashi says that meat takes time to digest. And because it takes time to digest, the taste of meat lingers in a person's mouth. And therefore, Chazal didn't want a person to eat milky while the taste of meat is still lingering in his mouth. Because if a person eats milk while the taste of meat lingers in his mouth, then soon enough, he'll end up, chas v'shalom, going to McDonald's. We don't want that. So Chazal say, no, you cannot eat milk as long as the taste of meat lingers in your mouth. Why does the taste of meat linger in one's mouth? Because meat takes time to digest, says Rashi. In fact, it takes 6 hours to fully digest. And as long as it hasn't digested, the taste of meat lingers in one's mouth, and therefore you cannot eat milk, say Chazal. That's the 6 hours according to Rashi. The Rambam gives a different chat. The Rambam says the reason why one can't eat milk for 6 hours after meat is because meat tends, the slivers of meat tend to get stuck between the teeth. And as the slivers, there may be slivers of meat stuck between the teeth, Chazal didn't want us to eat milk while there are slivers of meat stuck in between our teeth. While there may be slivers of meat stuck in between our teeth, and therefore Chazal said, wait 6 hours. After 6 hours, those slivers lose their potency. Once they've lost their potency, then you can already eat milk. Sorry?
Even if you've got shtiklach after 6 hours, in your mouth.
Depends. According to Rambam, it would be depends Rashi and the Rambam. So now, we have two different reasons. Very good. That's an afghimini between Rashi and the Rambam. Now let's see, what is the difference? What do I care? At the end of the day, I can't have a coffee for 6 hours. What do I care whether the reason I can't have it is because of Rashi, that it takes time to digest and the taste lingers in my mouth, or whether it's because of the Rambam and the slivers of meat are stuck in my teeth. So of course, I know that I'm going to fall asleep because I can't have my coffee for 6 hours. What do I care what the reason is? Oh, yeah, can I have a black coffee, true. But, so that there are nafkiminis between Rashi and Rambam. Nafkimina 1, let's give some nafkiminis. Nafkimina 1, I've got a little baby, and I want to give him some meat, but he hasn't got any teeth, so he can't chew the meat. So I chew it for him, I take it out of my mouth, and I give it to him to eat. Do I need to wait 6 hours? If I chewed the meat for the baby, but I didn't actually swallow it. According to Rashi, I don't need to wait, because there's no taste lingering in my mouth for 6 hours. If I ate it, and it takes time to digest, the digestive system causes that the taste should linger in my mouth. But if I never swallow the meat, according to Rashi, I don't need to wait 6 hours. But according to the Rambam, because I chewed the meat, then slivers of meat may be stuck in my teeth. Therefore, I've got to wait 6 hours. That's one afkimina. An afkimina the other way around is, what happens if I have some fat, or meat fat, not meat itself, but the fat of the meat, shuman basar, and I eat it and I swallow it. According to Rashi, I'd have to wait, because it takes time to digest, 6 hours, and the taste will linger in my mouth. But according to the Rambam, I won't have to wait, because slivers of meat, there's no slivers there, because it's fat, it's not actually meat. That's another nafkimina. Another interesting nafkimina, which I saw brought down, I think, in Yalkut Yosef, many years ago, by the present Rishon Letzion Rav Yitzchak Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, he says, what happens if a person is very frum, and he has two sets of false teeth? He has a false teeth for milking, and he's got false teeth for fleishiks. Does he need to wait 6 hours? According to Rashi, you'll have to wait 6 hours. According to the Rambam, he won't need to wait either. Same shayla would be, if somebody has got no false teeth at all, but he's got no teeth either. Then according to Rashi, he'd have to wait. According to the Rambam, he wouldn't have to wait, because no slivers are going to get stuck in his teeth. Those are the nafkaminis. By the way, we begin to understand now the concept behind hard cheese. Hard cheese, the Maram Rottenberg, though originally he mocked the minig of waiting, but then when it happened to himself, he realized the severity, and he said, the Maram Rottenberg said that slivers of pieces of cheese, hard cheese, got lodged between his teeth, and he realized that why people wait 6 hours, and which is what we do, hard cheese, which is been aged 6 months, and according to others, even if it's been artificially aged, that's a different topic, that we wait 6 hours after eating proper hard cheese, because piece of cheese gets stuck in our teeth, but we don't find that it's a problem with taste lingering in one's mouth. That would be another nafkamina. Another nafkamina we find is gvinometulaas, which is called wormy cheese. Wormy cheese takes time to digest, but slivers don't get stuck in your teeth. That would be an afkamina. Haloch lemaisa, we paskin, we machme both for Rashi and the Rambam. Haloch lemaisa. So that's where the concept of 6 hours comes from. That's Rashi and the Rambam. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says you don't have to wait at all. You don't have to wait. The Gemara doesn't say wait 6 hours. The Gemara says you cannot eat your meat and then your milk in the same meal. It's got to be in different meals. You can't eat it in the same meal. It doesn't say wait, says Tosfos. So now the question is, according to Tosfos, if Tosfos holds that you don't need to wait 6 hours, and that's true, Tosfos does hold you don't need to wait 6 hours, so why is it that there's a difference from milk to meat and meat to milk? According to Rashi and the Rambam, I understand why meat to milk have to be in separate meals and have to have 6 hours wait between them. Because there's an intrinsic problem with eating meat. Either it takes time to digest, or the taste lingers, or slivers of meat get stuck in my teeth. Therefore, I understand why meat, after meat, you need to have separate meal, and you need to wait 6 hours before having milk. But milk to meat doesn't have those issues. Milk doesn't have that problem. Therefore, there's no reason why I can't eat meat straight after milk, as long as I've washed my hands, clean my mouth out, and wash my mouth out, then it's fine. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos says that the only thing you have to do from meat to milk is make sure it's in separate meals. So why is it that meat to milk has to be in a separate meal? But milk to meat doesn't need to be in a separate meal. Why? Why is that? And that Tosfos says that. Yeah, let's have a look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, L'su'udu ta'achrit ha'achilno, says Tosfos specifically. Tosfos is going to say, I'm not like Rashi in the Rambam. Lav b'su'udu ta'shirigdim la'asos achas shachris ve'achas arvis. One doesn't need to wait, as is usual, from having morning meal to evening meal, which historically used to be at least 6 hours apart. Elo afinu le'alta, even immediately, im sinek ha'shulchan ha'birich, if I clear the table and I benched, then muta, you're allowed to eat milk. Deloy plug rabbon and Chazal didn't differentiate. That's Lashon of Tosfos. The question is why? Why is it that meat to milk has to be two separate meals and it doesn't have to have any separation of time in between, says Tosfos? Milk to meat can be in the same meal. Why? Why? What's the difference in meat to milk, milk to meat? If Tosfos would say I have to wait 6 hours, then I would understand that there's a problem with meat. So I know why meat to milk has to be in separate meals. But Tosfos doesn't say wait 6 hours. Tosfos says just separate meals. So milk to meat should also be in separate meals. Why meat to milk separate meals and milk to meat doesn't need to be in a separate meal?
How do you know going to Tosfos that way around doesn't?
The Gemara says that milk to meat is enough to wash hands, clean hands and wash mouth. The Gemara doesn't say that milk to meat you have to wait, you have two separate meals. The Gemara says meat to milk you have to have separate meals. Why?
So this is the question, where do the other guys get the idea that you do? It's not the question as to this question, that's not the question.
They got it from the fact that the Gemara says two separate meals. If the Gemara said two separate meals by meat to milk, so there must be an intrinsic problem with meat. There must be an intrinsic problem. Why does the Gemara insist on two separate meals for meat to milk, but it doesn't insist on two separate meals for milk to meat? So they understood that there must be an intrinsic problem with meat. What's the problem? So they explained that two separate meals means, like we usually have in the olden days, Talmud Chochem used to eat breakfast 11 to 12, used to eat supper around 6 to 7, there was no lunch like we have today. There was only two meals, and the split between the two meals was 6 hours. And that's what the Gemara means according to them. You can't eat them in your same meal, you've got to eat meat. If you had meat for breakfast, you can't have milk until supper time. That's pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi and the Rambam. But Tosfos says no, even immediately. What's pshat? So there are two explanations given. There are two explanations given. One explanation is that Tosfos doesn't disagree with Rashi and the Rambam. In principle, Tosfos agrees to Rashi and the Rambam, which pick and choose whichever you want, it's not so relevant. Tosfos agrees that intrinsically there's a problem with meat. And either meat takes time for meat to digest, therefore the taste lingers in the mouth, or Tosfos agrees that slivers of meat get lodged in between the teeth. So Tosfos agrees to Rashi and the Rambam that there is a problem. The point of contention, the point of disagreement between Tosfos versus Rashi and the Rambam is not on the problem. The disagreement is what is the solution. Whereas Rashi and the Rambam insist that the solution is, that's how they understand the Gemara. They insist that the solution is that you have to wait 6 hours until the problem is gone. Tosfos says no, you don't need to wait until the problem is gone. What you can do is, you can create a hecker. You can make yourself see. If you do something that you realize that meat and milk don't go together, you're okay. That's one pshat in Tosfos. I.e., that a person eats meat, according to Tosfos, then let's say the taste lingers or the sliver's stuck in the mouth. Okay, so what's the solution? I have to wait 6 hours? So it says, no, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Just make sure that they're not eaten in the same meal. If you eat your meat and your milk in separate meals, then you've created a hecker that you'll know that meat and milk don't go together.
Insect is eating it together.
Sorry?
Insect is having it together.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
The meat, not a disease.
According to Rashi, you're not eating anything together. It's swallowed. It's done. Even according to the Rambam, who said the slivers of meat? Then even if there are slivers of meat, who said I'm eating together? And even if I'm eating them together, they haven't been cooked together. So with the rice, there's no problem. So Toisus is agreeing to the problem of Rashi and the Rambam. Toisus' disagreement is in what the solution. Toisus says you don't have to be. The solution doesn't have to be to get rid of the problem and wait 6 hours. The solution is very simple: to create a hekka, make sure that your meat and your milk is not the same meal. That's one pshat in Toisus. There's another pshat you can understand Toisus, and I think it's more meduik in Toisus. That not only does Toisus agree to the problem of Rashi and the Rambam, that theoretically you should wait 6 hours in order to get rid of the problem, but Toisus even agrees to the solution. Toisus agrees that be'etzem one should wait 6 hours. But Toisus says you don't need to wait 6 hours. Says Toisus, normally, under normal circumstances, one does wait 6 hours between meals. Normally, the morning meal was 11 to 12. The evening meal was 6 to 7. So under normal circumstances, the average day, the average person, he would anyway wait 6 hours between meals. If the Gemara says, don't eat them in the same meal, the Gemara essentially is saying that usually you'll have your 6 hour wait. The only thing is, what happens to be if punct on a specific day, I had I was late, or I had an appointment and I couldn't, and I happened to eat breakfast late. Supper I eat at normal time, and it so happens to be that instead of waiting 6 hours, I've only got 4.5 hours. Can I have a milky meal now or not? Says Toisus Eloi Plug Rabbonon. Chazal didn't insist 6 hours, 6 hours, has to be 6 hours. Therefore, I've got to delay my supper if my breakfast was late. No. Say Toisus, usually you've got 6 hours. Once in a while, it'll happen you'll have less than 6 hours. Loi plug rabbonon. Chazal weren't insisting that it should be an exact science of waiting 6 hours. Amol machzach, sometimes it happens to be it's less than 6 hours. It'll be 5 hours. You know, sometimes it can happen to be 4 hours. And sometimes even 3 hours. And sometimes it happens to be that I was by the Rebbe's tish, and the tish went on for 4 hours, and my supper is in an hour. If the supper is in an hour, the same is the nishkefelech. So, says Toisus, that loi plug rabbonon. Nishkefelech, say if I only waited an hour, half an hour, or even if I never waited at all. Loi plug rabbonon. What's an afkamina between the two pshatim? Between the two mehalchim? Nafkamina is, can I create a second meal? Am I allowed to create a second meal? If the idea is to create a hekka, to make a hekka, then add it up and create a second meal. As long as you're consciously creating a second meal, you're showing that meat and milk don't go together, then I'm creating a second meal is good. But if you're going to say that the pshat in Toisus is loy plug rabbon, like Toisus says, like the Loshon of Toisus, then there's nothing wrong. Then of course I can't create a meal. Because loy plug means that if it so happens to be that the time span between your breakfast and supper was shorter than 6 hours, nishkefelech. But to go and dafka create such a situation, I can't create such a situation that I'm not allowed to do. If it happens to be that I finished my breakfast late and my supper was less than 6 hours apart, or even 2 hours, 1 hour, came out nothing apart, nishkefelech. And that's meduik in Loshon HaToisus. Loshon HaToisus is that el afiru la'altim silek ha'shulchan u'birech. If you benched and you cleared the table, then you can have milk. But can I go and dafka bench? According to the second mahalach, no. In Emerson, it's a machloikus, remontas, whether you're allowed to create a second meal. Whether you're allowed to create a second meal. Now, milk to meat, Medina de Gomorrah, there's no reason to have it in two separate meals. The shloh brings down that you shouldn't have it in the same meal. Where's the shloh source? Could be the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that kol man da ochil hay michlek, then all sorts of things happen to him in I don't know exactly what, says the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says you shouldn't eat them in the same meal. Don't eat milk and meat in the same meal. So the Zohar HaKadosh says you can't eat milk and meat in the same meal. But according to that pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh, that's from milk to meat, I shouldn't eat the same meal. There's nothing wrong with creating a second meal. I'm eating them in the same meal. I'm benching. I'm cleaning the table, and I'm creating a second meal, so I get out of this problem of the Zohar HaKadosh. That would be pshat in the Shloh HaKadosh. The only insistence Toisus has is when it comes from meat to milk, that I shouldn't create a second meal. And if the meals, if I happen to be eating a second meal, I'm okay. But to create a meal that you can't do because you are deliberately getting out of the problem of rashing in the Rambam, that you can't do. But from milk to meat, the Zohar could have said don't eat them in the same meal, not because there's a problem with milk. There's no intrinsic problem with milk. There's nothing get caught in my teeth and nothing, no digestive problems. So therefore, when it comes from milk to meat, says the Zohar Kodesh, though I insist, says the Shulchan Kodesh, that you should have separate meals, but he doesn't insist that you should wait until your second meal. You're allowed to create a second meal, and that's how one can justify that minig of the Shulchan Kodesh. Though, be'etzem, me'ikir adin, you can have in the same meal, Netila, Kinuach, and Hadocha, and those who have a minute to wait half an hour, Yemitz Hashem, Shtava, Gesunte, Gute Yom.